What's your number?
15905.
It's 8:17 at 0021 hours. We're here with Officer Varner with CHP. I guess you showed up and had some contact with the suspect.
That's correct. After on a perimeter security at Terre Haute and Spring Road, the subject was secured by the search team. I was requested by Sergeant Paul Richards to go down and check out the where the suspect was being detained. Went down the embankment and saw the suspect lying in a supine position, and I had gloves, rubber gloves on, so I searched the suspect and found no weapons. He did have for a pocket knife. Christopher George Welsh, and then I handed the rest of the wallet to Senior Deputy Strelzoff.
Okay.
And then began searching the subject for possible gunshot wounds.
Did the suspect make any statements while you were there that you remember?
The suspect stated that he had only run. Sergeant Richards asked him the question why he had run from the police, and he stated that the only reason that he had run was because he was drunk. And when he asked him what he pointed, when the sergeant asked him what he pointed at the police officers, he said that he only had his finger that he pointed at them, and the sergeant asked him why he did that, and he said just because, as I recall.
Okay. So there was Richards down there, Stretzloff.
Yes.
Who else was down there with you?
Damian Alvarez, Deputy Alvarez was down there. Deputy Rourke, Arkelio Rourke was down there. I don't know the other deputies by face.
Okay. How many other that you didn't know?
Approximately three others. Also, CME Police Officer Chris Martin was also there.
Was fire there when you were initially?
No, fire was, from what I understood, the radio traffic, fire was staging at Spring Road and Christian Barrett. As soon as the suspect was secured and handcuffed and cleared of weapons, fire, an ambulance was requested because of the complaints of pain and possible gunshot wounds sustained by the suspect.
Okay. So other than him answering Sergeant Richards' question about what he pointed at him, he didn't make any other statements about the shooting that you can recall?
Not that I recall.
Deputy Alvarez and Deputy Rourke. Deputy Alvarez in particular, did he say anything about the shooting while you were down there?
No.
Any, none of the officers were making any statements about the shooting?
No.
No? Okay. Anything else?
No.
No? Okay. Well, in the interview, it's 0025 hours.